Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.
Friends and ex-boyfriends and everything else thrives on dysfunction. So you, even though you're like, I would love to have a nice guy and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay, all we know is trauma. And you identify with trauma. So when you see someone that feeds into you and does the same things as your ex did, even though you don't outright want that, It's all your brain knows. It's almost like an addiction. Like you know, you want to not be, whether it's food, drugs, alcohol, whatever. I'm not pigeonholing anything, but you know, there's something in your neural pathways that sends signals that's satisfying to your brain when you hook up with an a-hole.
Now, is this text true? It's a 339 text from a woman who says, sorry, Greg, but the jerks are usually hotter. Is that true?
I'd say like 4 out of 5 times.
It is?
Yeah, but that's a cockiness thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
So the nice guy.
Spade. Nice is forever.
Nice guys are just not as hot as the jerks. That's the fate of the nice man.
Yeah. It's a confidence thing. I'm hot, so I can be a jerk. You know?
You know, the nice guy's got to learn, you know, just for no reason whatsoever to throw a wrench into the mix on a Friday. Don't come home for, you know, you've been the greatest guy for like a year and a half.
Can't get away with that. Doesn't work for those guys.
Here's a text that says, being nice, this is from a woman also, being nice is fine, but you have to be good in the sack. And a lot of nice guys are also not good in the sack.
I don't know about that.
Don't nice guys try harder in the sack? I think we learned previously that fat guys try harder in the sack
because
they have to.
Yeah,
they have to work harder to try to keep a smoke.
Literally. But
they last half as long because of the endurance thing and they're fat and they get out of breath. I mean, I'm talking from experience here. Got to take a rest.
Well, a lot of women are texting in about this. I don't know. 781 texter says 9 out of 10 hot people are complete idiots. I don't think it's 9 out of 10, but there may be some on both sides, certainly. I don't know. Let's see. Here's a text that says 100% right, Danielle. 617 text. I'm with a nice guy and I've never been happier. Well, here's somebody who says that the unfortunate thing about the hot jerks is that they cheat on you 100% of the time.
Yeah.
92%. I wouldn't go full 100, but see, the problem is the audience, right? If you have a male or female, we'll go either side. If you have someone that's not super hot, audience is not there. There's less opportunity. They have to seek out someone to cheat with usually and put a little bit more effort into it. Whereas hot people throw themselves at them. And if they know that they're in a relationship or, God forbid, married and you go out with that ring on, you know, we talk sometimes about people who take their rings off to attract people. I think the ring is like, it makes people even more attractive to some people because they see it as a challenge.
Not everybody.
Well,
here's
now
a text.
We go back to the hot debate, sir.
Well, here's a text from a woman who says, I have found that most hot guys suck in bed.
Oh, because they don't think they have to try as hard.
They probably don't think they have to try to do anything. Yeah. Here's a 857 text with a question as we go inside the warped female brain. What is the best way to have a conversation with my wife about scheduling sex? Put it in your day planner.
Yes. You got that right, he'll die.
Okay, yes. Like BK would do.
Right.
Or I would do, but I don't know.
Say, hey, we're really busy. We need some time to be intimate with each other. Might not sound sexy, but we need to make sex a priority. Let's put something on the books or send her like a Google iCal invite.
That's why they make fridge magnets.
Yeah.
Leave a note.
She might not
leave a note. Sex at 4:30.
I'd love to see how you misspell jackhammer with the fridge magnets, LB. Jackhammer. Hey, Annie. Jackhammer, 7 p.m. Thursday night. He shouldn't be worried about bringing that up and saying, I want to schedule it.
No. And Again, you probably asked because you know there's going to be some pushback, or you may have argued about this. I don't think you're just asking to ask. Mm-hmm. So if this has been an issue in the past, just explain to her nicely, hey, you're important to me. Sex is important to me. Being with you on an intimate level is important to me. I'd like to make this a priority between kids, work, jobs, house, all this other crap. We don't seem to be able to prioritize our own relationship, and I would like to do that. Make her feel fluffy and wonderful.
Here's a text from a woman, 617 text. It says, Danielle, am I right? Hot guys are the kings of the jackhammer. Now, I assume that means that they just jackhammer away and there's no, they're right to
yeah,
jackhammer.
Yeah, right.
No foreplay, no nothing. Is that factual information?
Yeah, pretty much. They always think they're heading right into like some weird dirty porn. It's like, slow down, guy. I'd like a little bit of a storyline here. At least give me a second to get my panties off.
They're like all up at humping away like a dog or something on a
just,
fire hydrant.
Like, you got to kick them off.
Yeah.
Could you spend a little time on my boobs, please?
Here's
a 781 text that says, I don't like going to clubs or bars. Where else can a guy like me go to meet women?
No friggin' clue, because that's why I had trouble, you know, meeting somebody.
Why? Because you don't like going to bars
and
clubs
either. I don't like to go out. And my schedule, like, I can't go into Boston to go hang out at the bar at Del Frisco's on a Wednesday night at 6:30 during, like, prime after-work pickup time, because it just ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think
the Rotary Club? Is that a good place
to
pick up chicks?
At the Rotary? Are there lady Rotarians?
I think there are.
You want to date a married chick?
It's like the Scouts. They had to accept the ladies in the Rotary Club because the membership was down.
Activities are the answer, I feel
activities.
Like.
Exactly.
If there are activities that you like to do, whether it's
skiing
hiking or
skiing boarding
or whatever, see if they're – it sounds cheesy, but I know a lot of people who have actually met people this way because they don't like to go to clubs and bars. They'll go out with like a social club or they'll go to a meetup for their favorite activity.
A texter says church.
Mm, nice girls go
I
to
guess
church.
You can go to ChristianMingle.com or something.
Right. You know, you can go to a nice wine and paint night. You can paint a nice landscape.
Yeah.
And then have some wine.
Pottery
and
class.
Somebody nice with similar interests.
Sure.
Here's somebody who says the grocery store is a great place to meet women.
Yes.
You bet.
Really?
Yes, it is.
But do you meet women who are single there? Or
sure.
Is it like,
yeah.
Really?
It's all kinds.
Yeah. Is there a certain time?
I think the best time for you to go is Sunday morning at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30. What I always
aren't the
see,
smokes all hung over on Sunday
right.
mornings?
No.
I feel like the smokes would all be hung over on a Sunday yes. morning.
Sunday yoga or spin is a huge priority because they get to get on the waiting list and then they'll go to the grocery store. And I've often noticed many times Sunday morning is dad day at the supermarket. It's either that's the day that dad got stuck or it's single dad and that's his weekend with the kid or kids. So they'll do the early morning Sunday grocery shop. A lot of guys there, a lot of women there. Might be a good option for you.
A texter says, go to a yoga class. Well, that's going to be somewhat suspicious if you've never done the hot yoga.
Right.
And you show up in your Speedo.
A little hot in here. Can we turn it down?
Yeesh.
You mean, I can't do my savasanas.
I love when people make yoga seem like it's no big deal.
Oh my God! Yeah, right.
When you're paralyzed at the end of the class, right. you don't have energy to wheel a chick.
All right. Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, "Get involved in a local youth sports organization.
Lots
of hot single moms there."
Yes, that's true too. Just have a kid though.
My God.
Don't just randomly try to get involved with some you whatever soccer club.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I told my girlfriend of 3 years yesterday morning that I didn't like her eyebrows, and now she hasn't spoken to me since.
Guy, you don't mess with the eyebrows. What's wrong with you?
What, is the eyebrows a big thing?
Dear. Oh, yeah. Eyebrows are life, man. They frame the windows to the soul. Yeah.
Who cares about eyebrows?
Women, evidently.
Women do.
They
spend a lot of money on it.
As a man who was once called derisively a double-zero unibrow, who cares? So the eyebrows are really important
extremely
to women. Never bring.
It's a billion-dollar industry. Mm. Literally, you have women that will have their eyebrows microbladed. You will have women that fill them in every day. You have women that go on Instagram to find eyebrow tutorials.
Don't forget the weave.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyebrow weaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
You also have women that will shave off their eyebrows and re-put them, like put them in a different spot on their face to make their eyes look bigger or whatever else, which is always freaky the first time you wake up with a broad who took her eyebrows off completely and you can't figure out what's different about you.
That's like when she woke up with a lady and she had taken her teeth out and put them in the Pepsodent
over
there. Yeah. You're late on that today. It's already past 8 o'clock.
It's not Pepsodent. What do they call that stuff that you drop? No, it's like a liquid thing. Is that what it is that they drop it into?
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
The dentures? Come on, Shu. You know
I don't know.
All right. It's 8:09. This is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. And we are in the middle of going inside the warped female brain. Here's a text asking why a woman she dated tattooed her eyebrows on. Mm. And is that a common thing?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Tattooing. Or, now it's more people do microblading, which it used to be that you would tattoo and it would be a complete opaque brow shape. Microblading is individual strokes that mimic the appearance of actual eyebrow hairs. Highly recommend Brow Muse if you can get in with her. Mila, she's amazing. But it takes another step out of your routine in the morning so you don't have to fill in your eyebrows. Because, you know, back in like the 90s, everybody tweezed their eyebrows to death because thin was in. Now nobody can grow them back, so they have to pencil them in. So instead of having to do that every single day, they're just getting them permanent makeup.
Do women change their eyebrows depending upon what they're wearing? Like if you're going to a wedding, do you do your eyebrows a certain way? Or do women like with the tattoo thing, is it because it's exactly the same every time?
Some people, because it's exactly the same and they like the way it looks. Some people will alter their brow shape or the shading depending on how dramatic their makeup is, perhaps. Maybe they want to go with a bold brow and a nude lip, perhaps.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Potato Head. You get the angry brow you can put in there, or the happy surprise brow. Yeah.
Right? And you have the Botox brow. You always look pleasant and nonplussed.
Wow. I like being a guy.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Yeah.
Shu tried to act like he didn't know what it was, but everybody's texting in. It's Effordent. You drop the dentures in overnight.
Okay.
So that they can clean. Here's a 781 text. Last night, I was out at the Nines with the girl I'm seeing, and a guy was bothering her when we were at the bar. I said something to him, and she ended up being mad at me.
Really?
Why?
Maybe she's someone who feels like she can handle herself, or maybe she doesn't like to stir the pot with other people. Maybe she just wants to ignore him. He'll stop. So people are.
She doesn't want a hardo who has to yell at every guy that is talking to her or something.
Some women love that, and they'll be like, "Why didn't you tell that guy to leave me alone? Ew, well, I'm leaving." But some women are like, "Dude, just let it go. Who cares? Like, just ignore him and he'll stop."
Maybe he wasn't really bothering her, and she actually
that was the game.
She actually liked the flirtatious manner in which he was talking to her.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's see. My neighbor is a smoke show and single. She flirts with me all the time. Is she just being a friendly neighbor, or does she want to hook up with me?
I think she wants you to come service her deck.
That's a typical guy, right?
Right, like
she says hi to him every day.
To you. Yeah, that she wants to. I don't know. I mean, maybe she's into you, maybe she's not. It's kind of a tough call. Some people are just friendly. Like me, when I meet people, I usually hug people when I meet them. Not everyone's a hugger. I try to read that person and see whether or not they're receptive. Some people think that's great. They're like, how could you ever hug a person you don't know? I'm like, I don't know. Let's hug it out. I'm a friendly person. Let's do it.
Right.
Some people do like the two-finger limp-wristed church cootie handshake when they meet people. So I don't know. Maybe it's just her personality.
My girl and I laugh about Ask a Swinger and the swinger stuff on this show. Does that mean that she might be down with it?
No.
No.
Sure?
No?
It's like retweets do not equal endorsements.
Yeah.
Laughing or enjoying Ask a Swinger does not equal an endorsement of said lifestyle. I mean, you can bring it up. Yeah. You could even just bring it up in a lighthearted fashion. Be like, so would you ever be into that? Or like, I mean, what do you think? It's so like for real. Would you ever like want to contact that unicorn chick, or should I just stop talking about it? Or what do you think?
Pass the potatoes.
Here's a text. I'm a married guy. Wear my ring, and women flirt with me when I am out in public. Does that mean that they are DTF?
Means they want you to buy them drinks, and they don't have to go home with you at the end of the night.
That's exactly what it is, unfortunately.
Most
for this
of the
guy.
Time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what. So they're not into him. They just want they're kind of, it's kind of fraud, is what you're saying.
Basically, because there's no threat. And then you get the married guy that decides that he's like Captain Serial Cheater, and he's like, yeah. So are we going back to your place or what? My wife has the kids, and I told her I was on a business trip, and then you're like. Oh, this did not go the way I planned.
All right, so it doesn't mean, unfortunately, what he hopes it means. All right, well, that's Inside the Warped Female Brain this morning.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Yeah, LB, next time you go to the garage, stay there.
On WAAF.
Time now for the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 8:07 a.m.
I heard Elizabeth Warren walked into her celebratory ballroom after the election and greeted everyone by saying, "Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya? I'm a phony."
End of message.
I don't think that happened. That didn't happen.
No.
I did enjoy the side-by-side comparison tweets that some adventurous folks spent time digging up yesterday, in which Elizabeth Warren in 2017 is demanding that Attorney General Jeff Sessions resign.
Yeah.
And then the tweet yesterday that there's no reason that the president should have asked for the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I mean, you got to delete that old stuff.
Right.
I mean, somebody needs to scrub the senator's Twitter feed when these kind of things happen.
Oh, that's classic.
6:14 a.m.
Hi, LB. This is Harry Sinden. I just want to let you know we're going to need you to buy your Providence Bruins uniform.
End of message.
Love Harry.
6:21 a.m.
Well, Coach, what are we going to be working on today?
Well, Olivia, today I thought we'd focus on the clean and jerk, and then later on we'll do a little lifting.
End of message.
Well done.
There's a weightlifting coach who was the subject of How Creepy Is It this morning. He's from Omaha. And unfortunately, he was able to convince the woman that he was coaching that she needed to have sex with him in order to help her muscles heal after lifting. The woman was, I think for 7 years, was misled by this man. And he's been charged with a crime.
6:40 a.m.
Hey, Terry Rozier, there's no I in team, but there is one in idiot. So sit down, shut up at the end of the bench where you belong.
End of message.
Well, I think it's tough to be the player that he was last year and a big part of that team for 35 minutes a game and then to be involved for 8 minutes a game or whatever. I don't.
Well, the emergence of Jason Tatum, you've got Jaylen Brown, you know, Marcus Morris is getting it going. You know, you got Smart. I mean, there's tons of guards and he wants his playing time.
I think everybody said off-season wise, what is going to happen when everybody is healthy next year and you've got a lot of talent on this team? And so Bill Simmons is reporting this morning that the Celtics will be trading Terry Rozier. But I don't know that, you know, I don't know if he got that from Wick or Brad Stevens. I guess maybe he's just speculating.
6:48 a.m.
Greg, can I ask a question? If you die due to eating an excess of Chinese food, do they bury you in one of those little cardboard containers with the little wire carrying handle?
End of message.
We were talking earlier about the Chinese food items that are most likely to kill you, and it turns out it's the beef with the black bean sauce. That's yes. the yeah. that's the number one offender yeah. because of the salt.
7:01 a.m.
Hey, the Hillman Morning Show. This is a wireless carrier. I just wanted to make sure that you're all set with your wireless service. Of course, if you switch to ours, it's a lot better because we actually do this thing where we have sex with all of our clients, and it actually makes our internet run a lot smoother. I can attest to that. So give us a call. We'd love to have sex with you. Thanks.
End of message.
I don't think that's going to work.
7:06 a.m.
Mr. President, do you drink your coffee black? That is a racist question, and you should be ashamed of it.
End of message. 7:32 a.m.
Hey, Danielle, I heard you say that guys will get engaged to their girlfriends just because they won't stop nagging them.
Yeah.
How come you're not married then?
End of message.
Oh, jeez. I don't nag for rings, sir. I nag for life.
From out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That thing, I mean, that was an errant missile that was lobbed from the deck of a
There was no error, sir. That was intentional.
In the Arabic Sea. What?
That was an intentional hit on the
misfire.
Good ship, Danielle.
No, misfire. No. misfire. It was a misfire. All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. And you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message at any time for us, and we will play it the next morning at 8. It is 8:20. And here's a 781 text, because apparently we're back on to the nice guy jerk thing.
Okay.
And this woman apparently dated, all she dated for most of her 20s was the jerk. Mm. As soon as she discovered a nice guy, she fell in love, and she says the only thing that you have to put up with is that they just aren't as good in bed. This is another woman who is another woman who is deriding the sexual abilities of the nice guy. I don't know.
I think it's about compatibility, because there's another woman out there who will think he's a nice guy and think he's great in bed. It's just what you've been exposed to, what you've tried, and what your preferences are. As you get older, I think you're more cemented in those things. That's why you have, like, college in your 20s to be, like, you know, a disgusting person and sleep with everybody to find out what you like and what you don't like.
Speaking for a friend, are you?
Absolutely. Every time.
So when you get older, you know
what you like. You know what turns you on. You might be open to trying some new things. You might not. Whatever it is, like, everybody likes specific stuff. Some people like to push the envelope. Bravo, I say. Yeah. Some people are into more traditional style and vanilla sex, and that's fine too. You know, I love to joke about it, but I don't know that you can really pigeonhole nice guys as always being bad in bed. I think it's just what you prefer.
Here's a text that says the president of the United States is the biggest jerk on the planet, and his wife is a smoke show. Case closed. on how many hot chicks jerks get?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Money. No whammies.
We believe she sleeps with him?
Once. Wow. Well, one time, at least, that we know of, allegedly.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, it's not that the jerk, this is from a woman, it's not that the jerk is better in bed, it is that they are more confident in bed because they just don't care.
Right.
Great point.
Is that true?
Is that about hot guys?
Yeah.
Yes, the jerks.
The hot jerks. Yeah, they don't care. Because you know why? Because there's another chick right on your heels.
Yeah.
So if you don't work out.
The jerk won't even take his pants off. But the nice guy will be like, are you okay?
Right.
I lit some candles.
Did I get you anything? Do you want some water?
Are you thirsty? You know?
Jerk is like, it's not going to do you know what to itself.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
And they point at it. They actually point at
what?
It.
Right? What do you mean they point
they
at
point
it?
They point at it. That happened. This did happen to a girlfriend of mine who hooked up with another friend of ours' brother. And he did that. He leaned back. He was on the couch. He didn't unzip anything. He didn't do anything. He just leaned back. He put both his arms on the sofa cushions. And he goes, well, not going to you know what itself.
Right.
And then she was like, and she literally was like, you might want to find someone to help you with that. And she left.
Oh. I thought, you, I thought
that was
you,
pretty funny though.
I thought you were going to say she said marry me.
All the other jerk stuff worked, but that that was the proverbial straw, I believe.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, my experience, this is going to hurt a lot of the nice guys who are listening right now, but I'm going to read it anyway. My experience is that the nice guys, unfortunately, always have smaller hammers.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no.
I mean.
That's not true.
That's not true.
But I'm a very nice guy.
Oh.
Extremely nice guy.
The problem with the whole hot jerk, good sex, or whatever conundrum is that that's all that it's good for. So if you're if that's all you're looking for is great sex and you can find a friends with benefits relationship that works on both sides with a hot jerk, it's great because you can you can dip in for a little while, you do your thing, then for a few weeks you take off, you don't talk to each other, then you get the text, how about some D tonight? He sends you the eggplant emoji and you're like, great, what time should I come over? That's, you know, all well and good. But sometimes if you want more and you're looking for the relationship and the couch cuddle and someone to bring you a Corona with a lime in it, then you need something different.
LB sends the eggplant emoji because he literally wants eggplant parm.
Right.
No, he has no idea.
Well, that dish at Reno's kid?
I have a question. How uncomfortable is it for women when you take a guy back to your house and you just want to hang out, get to know him, and he walks through the front door and he's naked by the time you're sitting on the couch?
You mean every time you hang out with a guy, basically?
What, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
go offer me a beer first. Show me where your bathroom is so I can pee real quick and assess the situation. Put your pants on. Frank.
What do you mean? Like if you met a guy out somewhere
and
you said, come back and have a drink,
yeah.
Your intention is to smash him.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to at least make it look like you're not trying to be a whore for five seconds.
Right. You want to make yourself feel better about the fact that you brought a guy back to your place to smash him.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want him to immediately gear down. You want to have half of a have three sips of a glass of wine first before he makes out with you on the island in the kitchen or whatever.
You have to go through the dance of opening the refrigerator, doing the flirtiness and being like, so I have like a couple of IPAs from the last guy that I smashed. There's like a double Thunder Funk from Bent Water in there. I have some wine I can open. I have some Bartles and James, if you like that, too. And then meanwhile, he comes up behind her while she's in the fridge, and she's like, stop, hang on a second. Stop. I don't do this. Stop.
Here's a nine.
It's not going to do itself.
907. Here's a 907 text. Where's that from?
Alaska.
Alaska.
Whoa.
Who says, my current friends with benefit, FWB, is the ultimate nice guy, and it's true. He's not exciting in bed, but he is huge. Well, all right.
Hey, but does that do it for you, though? Size over technique. Because, just because it's like the hot thing. You think you can sit back and rest on your hotness laurels. You can't lie back and rest on your big D laurels. Maybe you can, literally. But if that's all you've got, that gets old real quick because there's only so much you can do with it and to it, and there's only so much you can take. So it's like after a few minutes of the jackhammer where you're like, okay, hold on one second. I just take care of that. Don't lose it. I just need one second. I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
After that, it's kind of like, all right, what's next? Like going to the carnival and there's only fried dough. There's no other food there.
What's wrong with that?
Well, after a little while, you're like, I kind of want a candy-coated apple.
Never.
I kind of want some kind of meat on a stick.
Here's a 24-year-old woman texting in who says, there is a really nice guy that I know, but he is 35. Is it okay to ask him out?
How old are you?
24.
Yeah. 24.
She's 24.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He'll
that's
be okay. pumped.
Yeah.
Because he's only, 10, 11 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, anyway, very informative this morning. That is Inside the Warped Female Brain. On Monday at 8:10, we will go Inside the Simple Male Mind. So if you're a woman, you can get your question answered from Inside the Simple Male Mind on Monday.
Now, a group hoping their host can stay awake after his late-night Twitter war with the trolls.
Social networking is social not working.
This is the rest of the Hillman Morning Show.
Well, apparently I may have offended a stunning and talented journalist who listens to this show, the marvelous Jessica Reyes of Fox 25, very upset, apparently based on a tweet with my comment that who cares about eyebrows?
Nice.
And that eyebrows are everything. Yeah. And so my sincere apologies to Jess. I when I said who cares about eyebrows, I didn't mean to offend her or anybody else. And I'm sure eyebrows are very important
in the
television business.
Very much
not that important in radio. Now, on the show tomorrow, the Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubbs Edelman of the New England Patriots at 7. And LB's, what's that segment called? LB's most incoherent moments of the week. What's that? 7:50 we'll do LB's moments of the week. I'm assuming they're all from Monday.
They might be. They might be. Yeah.
All right.
So far. I mean, it's
early.
Still early.
It's still early?
Yes.
All right. So that's happening tomorrow. We'll get a report for those of you who aren't already in Nashville on the Patriots road trip. I think there's going to be more New England Patriots fans in the city of Nashville this weekend than there are going to be Tennessee Titans fans in the city of Nashville.
Yes.
Everybody I know is going to this game this weekend. So, and they've had it on the calendar ever since the schedule. Everybody booked. You can't get a flight for less than $5,000 to go to a direct flight for less than $5,000 to go to Nashville because everybody's going from here.
I forgot Deion Lewis, the running back. He signed with the Titans. Ex-Patriot running back.
Yeah. All right. Well, something else I needed to mention to you. Oh, I got a text during the break real quick. And before the break, we were talking about several women were saying that nice guys are just not that good in bed. And during the break, and we can address this for just a second, a man texted in and said that is a very similar thing to the fact that pure smokes are limp fish in the wrapper.
Yeah. They don't want to be adventurous. They're afraid.
You think that's factual?
Oh, every chick that I know that's like untouchable level 11 smoke is a huge prude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Because they don't want to be looked at a certain way, and they're just too good for... No, you want me to get down on my knees and do what? I don't think so.
Are you saying... So, the really...
I can't even see your face. It doesn't care. I don't care that you're hot.
Like the 11, the 12, the unicorn, the pure smoke just absolutely sucks in bed?
They don't have to do it. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to... They're not worried about your pleasure. For them, your pleasure is getting to see them while you're doing things. It's not, so she doesn't feel like she owes you a mouth hug or anything else. Like
so you're
that.
Saying you're lucky mm-hmm.
like the
to,
visual
you're like lucky,
is what you
you're
get.
Lucky to just be seeing her nude.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thrill for you. She doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
Really?
Meanwhile, the rest of us are like, I don't care how awkward my face looks right now. As long as you're enjoying it, we're cool.
I must have hit the pot of gold because all the smokes that I hooked up with are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
amazing.
All right,
in the
Erica Eleniak.
They're all on Medicaid now, but. All right. Now here's a text that says, "I love people who complain that their partners aren't good in bed, like they assume that they're amazing lovers, and they're well."
That's why
I
say it's about compatibility, because one person's great in bed is another person's, oh my God, really? What are you thinking? That person has no idea what they're doing, and then another person's terrible in bed is rocking someone else's world. So it's all just what you like, how you do things. You can train a person to a degree. Doesn't usually go over too well. But, you know, anyway.
Now, why are you putting that in there?
Right.
Whoa.
Well, excuse me. That's not exactly. You need to go 2 degrees of left center with a torque strength of 5 in order to get me done, kid.
Since we're on this topic, this will be important to the man who has the most points at the what's the name of the hotel down the street here? The
Charles River Motel.
Charles River Motel. The guy in the studio who has a lot of points over there. This will be important to him. A new paper by researchers at the University of Surrey and Oxford is suggesting that pay per hour hotel rooms are going to be replaced by autonomous cars. As soon as the technology is
good call. Tint the windows out.
You think so, LB?
Oh, sure.
Because think about it. There's no chance that the PI that your wife hired is going to see you coming out of a hotel now because the car is mobile. Try following this, babe. Ooh, interesting.
I guess they're saying that most of the autonomous vehicles will be somehow monitored to deter passengers from using drugs in them or even having sex in them, but people will be able to disable that in the self-driving car.
Nice.
And then there won't be a need to pay for a hotel room or whatever.
How are you going to deter two people from having sex in the autonomous car? Is it like when you're squirting cats who are doing it with a squirt bottle?
I don't know.
It's going to squirt water at them. Hey, cut that out. Hey.
I mean, the bench seat in the back folds down like a futon.
Yeah. So I guess that
there Purell in here?
I guess there will be no need. There will be no need for hotels to rent rooms to couples that are trying to get a quick nooner getaway or something like that.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's going to happen when they get those gondolas over at the seaport. Those things are just going to be floating sex rooms.
Yeah. All right. Today's weather brought to you by Spot Hero. It is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get to 54 for a high. It is 47 right now outside our new studios here in Brighton. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. And we should get to some news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Nissan Intelligent Mobility. It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that is changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. So just updating the big story that we've been discussing all morning, of course, overnight in Thousand Oaks, California, there was a mass shooting at a bar, the Borderline Bar and Grill. They were having country night for college students. Estimates said that there were anywhere from 1 to 200 people in the bar at the time. 11 civilians killed, one sergeant killed, and the gunman dead.
Who responded.
Ron Helis is his name. He was first on scene. He was a 29-year police veteran and was just months away from retirement.
Oh.
We've got some audio from the sheriff in that area. His name is Jeff Dean. He talks about the horrific scene.
When the officers made entry, the suspect was already deceased. 11 victims, the suspect makes 12, and Sergeant Helis makes 13. Sergeant Helis was on the force for 29 years, was looking to retire in the next year or so. He was a Moore Park resident and is survived by his wife and his son. It's a horrific scene in there. There is blood everywhere, and the suspect is part of that, and I didn't want to get that close and disturb the scene and possibly jeopardize the investigation.
Well, I mean, there's really not much you can say other than there were a lot of heroes. You're seeing reports this morning of those who threw bar stools through windows so that everybody could get out. And, you know, these horrific things happen and you realize that people in general are are brave, and there lots of stories about. I heard a couple of college women talking about guys who got on top of them to, you know, to cover them up and to get them out of there. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah,
just a absolutely horrendous thing. And they, thankfully, the lunatic who did it is dead. He was using a handgun.
45 caliber handgun and a smoke device. They have not, according to my latest search, identified him yet. They said he's a tall white male. They're trying to identify him through fingerprint records because he was not carrying any identification at the time of the shooting.
All right. What else is happening today news-wise, Danielle?
So there were a couple of kissing girls who were stopped in Canada at a concert from what they were doing. The two women were there, Allison McIver, who happens to be a musician with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, was at the Jack White show at Rogers Place with her girlfriend. And the two of them were kissing. And reportedly, one of the security staff members from the Rogers Center came up to them and told them that that kind of behavior was not allowed there.
Really?
And was frowned upon.
No. What year is this? 1912?
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
So Allison spoke with the manager of that employee, who did apologize for the incident. She has since posted about it on Facebook and spoken to a few different news outlets. We can actually hear from Allison talking about how she felt when that happened.
It was very violating and invasive. You know, it's not something I'd ever imagine experiencing, honestly. I've never, you know, posted my relationship status, pictures of me and my girlfriend. It's a professional platform, so I always hesitated to do that, and this was the first time I actually announced to the world that I was gay.
That's ridiculous. I mean, are they ought to give them their money back on the concert tickets or get a meet and greet with Jack White or something like that. I mean, it's not his fault. It's the security's fault, right?
Jack White had a great tweet the next day of a picture from a Beatles concert in the mid-60s. There's all these girls screaming, but there's two girls in the middle of all them kissing.
Really?
And, yeah, he said, this is a great moment at a Beatles show where these two girls were kissing, and I want to dedicate, or he said in so many words, want to dedicate it to the women who were at that show.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with Canada, LB?
We're getting after it a little aggressive.
Well, it's not like they had people. You think people had their kids there or something? I mean, it's a concert.
It's
like,
a concert. You would expect
people are doing
in the moment.
Way worse things at that concert. I guarantee.
You would expect that there are a lot of things like this.
Mind your business. Who cares?
That go on at these kinds of things. Did you, Shu, did you mention the Beatles?
I did.
I have one, only one. Only one on the iPod. You want to guess which one it is, or do you want me to just huge Beatles fan, Shu, remind me?
I love the Beatles, yeah. 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 I'm more of a Stones guy, but can't deny the Beatles.
You're either a Stones guy or a Beatles guy. You can't be both.
No, you can be both.
You can't be a Stones, Beatles, and Rush person.
Yes, you can.
He's right here.
If I had to, though, I'd get rid of the Beatles and the Stones.
Oh, you would?
Yes.
I was reading earlier that's how they're going to stop the sex in the autonomous cars. They're going to play Rush.
Oh, that might work.
That's how they're going to stop people from doing
it. Is this Cygnus X1? Oh no.
Oh, forget it. Now these people are all over me. How can you have only one Beatles song in your iPod? It's because I'm not a huge. Listen, I respect the accomplishments.
Sure.
But I'm just not, was never a huge Beatles
fan.
I'm with you.
I respect what they've done for the music industry.
Yeah.
You know?
But here's somebody, 978 text that says the fact that Greg has only one Beatles song on his iPod is a complete slap in the face to arguably the greatest band in history.
Oh, really? You think Paul McCartney's crying because Greg only has one Beatles song in his iPod?
Oh, I wish Greg Hill would have more of our tunes in there.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm going to go spend my $500 million.
Right. All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
So there are some complaints in Seattle about the Parks Department and the public toilet that they're putting in Ballard Commons Park. It's going to cost them, and I thought we were bad here in Massachusetts, $550,000 for this single occupancy bathroom.
You're kidding me.
What?
That's an awful. How much is that per square foot? It was like $100,000 a square foot.
Oh my God.
What is it?
Now,
that's
the city had spent $5 million a few years back. About 15 years back on some self-cleaning bathrooms. They eventually removed them because they were plagued by drugs and prostitution. Now they've put this new one in because of regulations regarding, you know, bathroom availability, et cetera, et cetera. And Marvin is an individual who spoke with a local news outlet and thinks that the toilets will be used for more than what they're intended.
People out here on the street that are using certain drugs, and they're using the facilities to sit inside and do the drugs.
Well, they'll be doing that in the self-driving car soon enough, right. So you don't have to worry about it, Marvin. Relax, Marvin. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's happening, sir?
Greg, I have an obscure reference that dates back a while ago. I believe it was either Walter McCarty or Antoine Walker that you had on the program that didn't even recognize or even know
yes.
the Beatles.
It was Paul Pierce, and then it was Antoine Walker.
Oh, both
who
of
both
them.
Said that they were not familiar with the Beatles.
Yes,
but I could see that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's possible if you're of a certain age. I mean, I don't know Paul Pierce. How old is Paul Pierce? Is he 40 yet? Is he 38?
Yeah, 30s? Somewhere around there.
I mean, I don't know 41. I don't know how old
he's 41.
41.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could be 41 years old, but that was 10, that was 15 years ago when Paul Pierce was on the show saying that he wasn't familiar with the Beatles. All right, Danielle, thank you.
Welcome.
It is 8:56, and on tomorrow's show, the Hillman Huddle with Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots and LB's greatest moments of the week. We will get underway at 6 tomorrow morning. I hope you'll be here for that and hour number 4 of today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.